Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. It's Kayla here. You know, we're going to be talking about the life of being a single mom. I'm not the single mom, but my mom is, so we're going to be talking to her. We're going to talk about the pros and cons, trials and experiences that single moms have to go through, and my mom specifically is going to talk about that. Okay, so this is my mom. Mom, say hi.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Karen Strong, otherwise known as Kayla Strong's mom.
Okay, so why don't you just give a basic review about what being a single mom is like? When you got this.
Did you say I got this?
Yeah.
What is being a single mom like? It's better than not being a mom at all. It's got challenges, but it's worth it. It's an overview of what a single mom is like. Well, a single mom has to come up with everything. A single mom has to make sure all the bills are paid, that everything is done, that you're taken care of. A single mom, in my case, is 24/7 single mom. It's not, some single moms have dads that take them half the time. I have you, thank God, all the time. And so a single mom has to do what the dad does and what the mom does. And in our case, in some people's cases, they have families living nearby, but we don't. So it's mainly been us. You and me. And thankfully, we have good families that we met from church that have been like second families to you. So, yeah, that's an overview.
Do you ever wish that my dad was in the picture?
I never do. I'm very thankful that he's not in the picture, but I'm very thankful that because of my brief relationship with him, that I have you. And I do wish you had a dad in the picture that was a good dad. And I'm thankful that you have someone who's like a dad. But for your dad, I wish for him salvation. I wish for him blessings and help. But I don't wish him to be in the picture, no.
How do you handle all the stress of being a single mom?
Not very well, as you know. But I pray a lot. And I always remember that when I found out I was pregnant with you, I literally hit my knees between the coffee table and the sofa. And I said, God, I cannot do this. There is no way. But you can, and you're going to have to. You're going to have to be her father. And so when things get hard, I remember that I ask God to please take care of this, and he always has. And I'm stressed. Like I said, I pray, I meditate, and mainly I try and remember particular Bible verses, particularly Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. And he has been very good about that.
Do you think you're too focused on me instead of focusing on yourself?
No. I think I have a good balance overall. I am focused, very, very focused on you, but I mean, I'm your mother, and that's normal, and I have learned to take care of myself a little bit better since you've gotten older, and I've gotten more, had more time to myself, but, I mean, It's kind of intertwined. When I focus on myself, I help you better. When I focus on you, I'm happy. I'm happy anyway. So, does that answer that question?
Yeah. What has been your biggest struggle being a single mom?
Probably finances. Your first 12 Christmases came from the 99-cent store, but you were very happy because you didn't know any different. And I was focused. A lot of your friends had Disneyland passes every week. Every week, remember, they would go to Disneyland in kindergarten, first grade, literally every week. But you and I would go to the park, we'd go to the zoo, we'd go to the Getty Museum. I had a way of making sure that you had a great life. We'd go to the ocean late at night, we'd take late night drives, and I made sure we did a lot of In-N-Out runs. And so finances, yes, but I think I did a good job in making sure that you were a happy kid and that you had everything you needed, even if you couldn't get everything you wanted. I think you've turned out pretty well.
Despite all the hardships, do you think that being a single mom has changed you for the better?
Oh, yes, absolutely. number one, being a mom, period, because I never thought of myself as a mom. And then I got pregnant, and all of a sudden I became a person that I didn't recognize. I became a mom, a mama bear mom. And it's taught me a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. But if you're wise, you'll learn from your mistakes. And it's taken me a while to learn from my mistakes, but I am getting better at it. And so I'm a better person. I think that I'm more compassionate. I think through things that I would have never thought through before. And I mean, I smile. I smile all the time. I think about you and I smile.
What's some advice you would give other single moms?
Okay, here's the number one piece of advice I would give other single moms. Don't try to be perfect. This really helped me. Try and be good enough. Once I realized I didn't have to be a perfect mom, I had to be a good enough mom, then I became a better mom. Because when you're trying to be a perfect mom, it's so stressful and you cannot do it as a single mom. But in a way, you're already the perfect mom because you're the mom that God assigned to that person. But when you try and take the load off yourself just a little bit and give yourself some compassion, what was the question again?
Oh my gosh. It's okay. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and thank you, Mom, for joining me.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
So yeah, hope you all enjoyed this.